And as the Baal HaKurim tells us, this parasha does not have the name of Moshe Rabbeinu in it. And the reason why that is unusual, even though one might say maybe his name is not here, because the Torah is just not talking about anything that has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, that's hard to understand, because Moshe is the Torah. Zichru Torah as Moshe. How could it be that there's a parasha after Moshe was born that shouldn't have his name in it? And the reason why this is so noticeable is because the parasha actually speaks about so many events that he had to do. The Ata Tetzaveh is B'nai Yisrael, which is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, you. The Ata Hakrei Ve'elecha, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who inaugurates Aaron and his sons into Kahuna, V'yosiso V'gdei Kodesh, V'ata Tedaber El Kol Chach Me'elev. So that's all Moshe Rabbeinu. So at least his name should be mentioned once. V'adaber Hashem El Moshe Rabbeinu, or at least. Parshas Truma doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name in it either, except for the first Pasuk. V'adaber Hashem El Moshe Rabbeinu. And this parasha does not start V'adaber Hashem El Moshe Rabbeinu. It starts with the word Va'ata, which is Moshe, but not his name. You know, Moshe is here, but he's hidden. And the Baal HaTurim says, because Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'im Ayin Mechenina Misifrecha, in next week's parasha, the parashas are really out of order. This parasha really was said after, according to many. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Mechenina, as a result of Chet Ha'egel. And as the Gemara says, Kilas Chochem Afilu Al Tanai, even though Hashem did not wipe out Klal Yisrael, nevertheless, the Klala of Moshe Rabbeinu to himself had to happen in some way, and so Hashem took his name out of Parshas Tetzaveh. Now the question is, why this parsha? So there are others who explain, the Marinayim, others for him, that this is the week of Zayin Adar, the week that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, and Zayin Adar always falls out in the week of Parshas Tetzaveh, so Moshe Rabbeinu is missing in the week of Zayin Adar, in the parsha that Zayin Adar always falls out in. Every parsha we know has a simon telling us how many psukim the parasha has. The siman for Tetzaveh is Michoel. Michoel is the siman. Michoel is equal to 101, which the Gemara in Chagiga says that you cannot compare a person who learns something 100 times to someone who learns something 101 times. Ein adayim mishashayin apirkei meya po'amim lemishashayin apirkei meya po'amim va'achas, and that one more time makes a person an oivet elokim. And one who only learns 100 times is not called an Oyved Elokim. Hard to imagine that how many of us ever learned something 100 times. In those days, it was customary to go over what they learned 100 times. That was the regilis. That was the norm. So when someone did one more, that doing more than the norm, that was considered avod, that was considered an Oyved Elokim. And the Mashah brings down there, the number 101 is associated with Malach Michoel. Malach Michoel is known as the Malach of memory, because Michoel is equal to 101, and that's how many psukim this parasha has. So, but what does Michoel have to do with Parshas Tetzaveh? What's the connection? The Gra, and actually, it's brought down in earlier Svarim, the Gra says that Michoel is the Miloy of Moshe. In other words, if you take the word Moshe and you spell it Mem Mem Shin Yud Nun Hey Aleph, so, and you take away the first three letters, which is Mem Shin Hey, you're left with the Miloy of the Mem, that's the inside of the Mem. The inside of the shin is yud nun. The inside of the hay is an aleph. If you add that up, that's equal to Michoel. So the Gra says, although Moshe is not here bechitzonius, in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu passes away, the Moshe we don't see here, but the essence, the inside, the pnimius of Moshe is here, and that's the hinted in the word Michoel equal to 101. That's a very nice remez. But what's the connection to the parasha, and also, of course, to the upcoming Yom Tov of Purim? We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, the Hanhaga changed. The leadership changed. And as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Hashem led the Jewish people. We were not represented by a Malach. And this we see in Parshas Mishpatim, which is always the Shabbos that takes us into the month of Adar. Hine anoichi sheleach malach lefonecha l'shmorcha ba'dorech. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, the time is going to come when you're going to be led by a malach. Now there Rashi says the malach was malach metat, mem tes tes resh vav nun. He's mentioned in the Gemara in Chulin. He was called the Sar Ha'olam. And he's chanoich ben Yered. Chanoich, as we know, went up to Shemayim. The Pasuk says, ve'einenu ki lo kachos elikim. So the Mekubolim tell us that chanoich turned into a malach. He was the malach metat, which is considered one from the greatest malachim. That's what Rashi in Chumash, Pshuta Shalmika, Rashi brings down. That's the malach in Mishpatim that Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to be leading you later on. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, not when I'm alive. when I'm alive and Moshe Rabbeinu had the power to demand this, being the tzaddik that he was, that as long as I'm here, says Moshe Rabbeinu, no malach. You, Hashem, lead us, and that's it. And even after Chet HaEgel, that's when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, now you know what I meant when I told you, Hinei Mechi Shaleach Malach, V'shalachti Lefanecha Malach. Moshe Rabbeinu says even after that, that that's not what he wants. Re'ato Emir Elai Hale So'am Hazeh, V'yato Lo'yho Daitani, we don't want a Malach, we want you, even after the Chet HaEgel. And Hashem grants his request, and as long as Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, Klal Yisrael was not led by a Malach, until Yehoshua ben Nun. When Yehoshua ben Nun takes over, he encounters the Malach, and that we read in Sefer Yehoshua, Kapitel Hei. It's mentioned in the Gemara at the beginning of Megillah, Daf Gimel Amon Aleph on the bottom, the Gemara discusses this, that Yehoshua, after the Melchama with Yericho, encounters this Malach, but before the Melchama, he encounters this Malach, and he doesn't know for sure that it's the Malach, and he's afraid that maybe it's the Malach came with a negative message, and he asks the Malach, who are you? And he says, Sar Tzva Hashem, I am a Sar of Hashem, I'm one of Hashem's soldiers, meaning I'm a Malach, Ata Basi, and the Gemara discusses why he came. He came to scold Yehoshua ben Nun for the Bittul Torah of the night before, or for the fact that they were in Makar of the Karban Tamid. The Gemara learns out from here, the Talmud Torah is greater than Avodah, and then the Gemara uses this later to discuss that Megillah is Deicha, Talmud Torah and Avodah. This Malach, says Rashi, was Malach Michael. And Rashi says, this is the Malach that Hashem originally said he was going to send, but Bimei Moshe Rabcha, says the Malach to Yehoshua, in the days of your Rebbe Moshe I came, but Moshe sent me away. But now I'm here. As Yehoshua doesn't have the power to send the Malach away, Klal Yisrael has now gone a step down. The Hanhaga of Klal Yisrael is not with the same Gilui as it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. The revelation is not the same. Now it's a time of concealment, as the Gemara tells us in Bava Basra, that Moshe is compared to the sun, and Yehoshua is compared to the moon. And from Moshe to Yehoshua was considered a step down. It's the next generation. And although Klal Yisrael is going into Eretz Yisrael, in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu they could not, but the Gilui Panim, the revelation that they saw in the time of Moshe, they did not see in the time of Yehoshua. Although the Pasuk says that Hashem tells Yehoshua, whatever I did to Moshe, I will do to you, and I, just like I was with him, I'm with you. But Yehoshua is compared to the moon, which the moon, in contrast to the sun, the moon is a reflection. The moon doesn't have its own light. And the fact that Chazal chose moon and sun to compare Moshe and Yehoshua, that tells us that the stark difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua ben Nun. And so Yehoshua had to accept the Malach. Now this seems to be a contradiction in Rashi, because in the Chumash Rashi says this was the Malach Metat, Mem Tes Tes, and in Sefer Yehoshua he says it was Malach Michoel. And there are many who say that in Parshas Mishpatim also, that the Malach that Hashem is referring to, Hine Malachi Yelech Lefonecha, Malachi is the same letters as Michoel. Malachi with a Yud. Michoel is the Malach that is called in Sefer Daniel the Sar of Klal Yisrael. Michoel Sarchem. And that's the Nevuah where Daniel sees the Navi Gavriel. And Gavriel tells him that without the help of Michoel, Echad Min HaRishonim, he calls Michoel, from the first of Hashem's Malachim ever to be created, I would not be able to humble the Tsar of Paras, Persia, which Daniel, Iran, which Daniel talks a lot about. Very interesting that Paras is mentioned quite often in Sefer Daniel, and it's not only in referring to Paras in those days, but referring to the Paras of our time. And Michoel is mentioned there as a Malach who is called the Sanegar of Klal Yisrael. He is the defense attorney, sort of the Jewish people. That's how we say in the B'Shem Hashem Elohei Yisrael, Mimini Michoel. Michoel is on the Yemin. Michoel is on the right side. Michoel is always defending us. Gavriel, on the other hand, is the Malach of Gevura. And Gavriel is the Malach sometimes of prosecution. Not Michoel, but Michoel is the Malach of Saniguria. To the point that we read in the Haftarah 2 weeks ago from Yeshaya Hanavi, Vayo'af Eli Echad Min Asrafim. When Yeshaya used a derogatory term concerning Klal Yisrael, he referred to us as an Am Temes Fasayim. So the Pasuk says, a Malach came with a hot coal, touching Yeshaya's mouth, again, whatever this means, and after that, it says, Yeshaya Yishaya burnt his mouth. Yishaya became a Balmum at that time. Why? Because he said something derogatory about Klal Yisrael, and Michal can't handle that. Michal was the one chosen by Hashem to punish Yishaya for calling Klal Yisrael the Am Tameis V'Zayin. That's why the pasuk says he touched him with a ritzpah. Ritzpah is some sort of coal. And Chazal say ritzpah rotzatz peh. In other words, he hurt his mouth. He hurt the mouth of Yishaya because Yishaya said something about Klal Yisrael. Michal is always the one who's doyresh toiv. Like Mordechai, it says, was doyresh toiv la'amoy. Michal always looks for the good. Michal is malamet schus. Michal is the one who looks for the schusim of Klal Yisrael. And he is the sar of Klal Yisrael. And in fact, the pasuk calls him in the last perek of Daniel, where Daniel describes what's going to happen, ba'achrus hayamim. The first pasuk of the last perek, Daniel says, ba'es hahi, there'll be a tremendous ace tzara, shaloyne yasa. A tremendous ace tzara that Klal Yisrael never experienced. Whatever that means, that's going to happen right before Mashiach comes. Ulchemes goy gumoga, Yigmefarashim says something with Yishmoel. So it says, Yamoid Michael hasar hagodl. At that time, Michael is going to stand up to defend Klal Yisrael, and it says he's not going to be able to. That's how strong the Midas Hadin is going to be. Even Michael, as the pasuk is stressing, even Michael, who normally is the Malach Melitz Toiv of Klal Yisrael, is going to have a hard time at that time. But the pasuk says that Yimolet Amcha Hanimsa Kosuv Basefer, that all of Klal Yisrael that are written in the Sefer, that means all of Klal Yisrael that keep to what the Torah says are going to be saved. Amcha Kosuv Basefer. So Michael is the Sar of Klal Yisrael. Michael is called the Sar HaGodl. So Tosfos brings it down in Menachos, and it's brought down in the Zohar many times in the Sifrei Kabbalah, that Michael is the Kohen Godel, Lamaila. Just like there's a Kohen Godel down here, there's a Kohen Godel up there. Based on a pasuk in Shemini, by the Yom HaShemini LeMiluim, when the Karbonis were brought the first time, when the Mishkan was put up, so the pasuk says, Ki HaYom Hashem Nira Aleichem. Today Hashem appears to you. Nira is the letters Aharon, and Aleichem is Michael. Michael corresponds to Aaron. Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. Aaron goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aaron goes all the way, the furthest that a human being can go, being the Kohen Gadol. He goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, which the Torah talks about in this week's parasha. This is the parasha of the Kohuna Gedolah. Michael in Shomayim is the Kohen Gadol, who's Makriv Karbonis. One girsa is he's Makriv the Neshamas of Tzaddik, and one girsa is that the animals that are sacrificed down below, after they go up to Shomayim, spiritually, they're being sacrificed by Michael Hasar HaGodl. Michael is mentioned first in Parshas Vayera. In Parshas Vayera, we learn about the three Malachim who came to Avram Avinu after the Bris Milah, and they were, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. Now, who was Michael? Michael, it says, was the one who was Mavaser Sora. His job always is good news, and his job is always that of the Matzil. He's the one who saves. The Gemara says he's the one who went later to save Loit. Rashi says it was Raphael. Rashi has a different girsa, which the Medrash says, that Raphael, that was Merape Avraham, went to be Matzil Loit. Refuah Hatzolah is one Shlichus. But the Gemara says it was Michael. Michael went later to save Loit. What day was that? That was Tezayin Nissan. What happened on Tezayin Nissan? Sodom was destroyed. Gavriel destroys Sodom. Gavriel is the Malach of Gevura. Michael, the Malach of Besairus Tovus, the Malach of Geula, the Tsar of Klal Yisrael, he's the one who saves Loit, and from Loit comes out David HaMelech. The day that it happened, it's important to remember this date, this Tezayin Nissan. Why is it important, that date? Because this is the same day that Haman was killed. And this is the day when Klal Yisrael, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, was Makriv the Omer. This is the day when the second party of Esther with Achashverosh and Haman takes place. This is the day, Tezayin Nissan, of Yeshua and Hatzolah, and this is the day when the Venahapaychu, when the time of Purim takes place. That's why you find in the Parsha Vayera, the Torah says, what happened on that day? Vayahapaych es ha'orim ha'el. The cities turned around. Vayahapaych es ha'orim ha'el. It was a day of Haficha. Later on too, Venahapaychu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim, it was the day that Haman was killed. The day that Yahushua encounters this Malach for the first time, which Rashi says is Malach Michael, is also Tezayin Nissan. This we see in the Pasuk in Yahushua, right before this says, Vayishbois Haman Mimacharos, the Mon that came down for the last time on Zayin Adar, it says lasted them until Tezayin Nisan. Tezayin Nisan, they didn't eat Daman anymore because that was the day that they had Chodosh. When they makrev the Oimer, they ate Vayoichlu Me'avur Ha'aretz, they ate Mitvuas Ha'aretz. So therefore, it wasn't necessary for them to eat Mon anymore. And Eretz Yisrael, they did not eat Mon. So the Pasuk says, Vayishbois Haman. As far as I'm saying, it's hinted in this Pasuk, Vayishbois Haman. Haman is Haman. And Haman ceases to exist on Tezayin Nisan, the day that they stopped eating the Mon, when they entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, Aridei Yehoshua Binun. And then the Malach encounters Yehoshua. So the Malach, this Malach Michal clearly enters the picture when Moshe is not here. Because when Moshe is here, the Malach doesn't come. Moshe leads and Moshe has the power to demand that Hashem remain with Klal Yisrael. But in the time of Yehoshua, the Hanhaga went from Giloy to Hester Panim. The same thing that happened in the time of Purim. Purim was a time of Hester Panim. V'yonoichi Hester Aster Panim Bayim Ahu. Michael Sarchem, that's what the Torah, the Navi calls him. Michael Sarchem is the Gematria Esther. Esther is Hester Panim. In the time of Hester Panim, the Malach takes over. Now, what's interesting is, we read in the Megillah that at the time that Vashti was being called, at the time that the party was taking place, and Achashverosh is parading and masquerading around the party, wearing Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla. And as we learned out from a pasuk in this week's parsha, the Gemara makes a gzeirah shav. It says in the Megillah, "V'har oisay es oisha kavod malchusav es yekor tif eres gidulosay." So here it says, "V'yosisa big day kodesh la'aharon achicha lechavod ula sefares." The Gemara learns that it's interesting that rarely, if ever, do you ever find that the Gemara learns out from Chumash from Navi or Navi from Chumash, because we have a rule: divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah loyal finan. Except by Megillah Esther. You know, by Megillah Esther, we learn out, for example, that city surrounded by the wall in the time of Yehoshua, I've been on read the Megillah on the 15th. We learned out from Gzeirah Shava Prazi, a pasuk in the Megillah. Alkein Ayudim HaPrazi Nayosh from Be'ori HaPrazois. And it's a pasuk in Parshas Devarim. Levad Me'ori HaPrazi Harbe Me'oid. Why are you learning out Megillah from Devarim? Devarim is Chumash, this is Divrei Kabbalah. Megillah Esther has a different status. Here, too, the Gemara is learning out that it was Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla from this pasuk here in Parshas Tetzaveh, which is always the Shabbos before Purim. And this is a key and a main part of the whole story, is the Mishta of Achashverosh, because that's the reason why Klal Yisrael at that time deserved punishment, because Nenu Misudosei Shalai Zerosha. And at that party, Achashverosh is wearing Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla. And what he doesn't realize is that he stirred the wrath of Malach Michael, because Michael is the Kohen Gadol Lamaila. And Achashverosh is walking around wearing Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla, although we did not have a Kohen Gadol at that time, but Michael, the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim, obviously is angered at this. That's why the Pasuk tells us in the Megillah, the HaKoroiv Elov, Karshon Oshesa Admosa Sasha Shmeres Marzon Amamuchon, Shiva Sore Paras Umodai, that sat Rishoina Bamalchus. These are the seven top officials of Achashverosh's court, the ones who sat in the front row, the ones who got to see the king and discuss with the king all pertinent matters. So the king speaks to them what to do with Vashti. Tells us the Gemara that there's another interpretation here. The Hakarav Eloh comes from the word Hakrava, being Makriv Karbonis. The Malachim in Shamayim are complaining to Hashem, and doing this, they're being Malamet Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, and Makatrig on Achashverosh and Vashti. Did the Persians ever sacrifice karbanis before you? Klum hekrivu lufanecha. Karshana comes from the word karim b'nei shana. Shesar is shtei toirim. Even though these are names of Persian officials, but Chazal saw in this also that what was going on in Shemayim at that time was the Malachim were using this travesty, the Achashverosh walking around with the Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla as a limud tzchus for Klal Yisrael, because he's wearing this only just to show off. He's wearing this to mock, to make fun of the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. He's wearing this to instill in Klal Yisrael despair that there won't be another Beis HaMikdash, and therefore he's wearing the Big Day Kahuna Gedoyla. You'll never have a Kohen Gadol again. Therefore, the Malachim in Shemayim, and Bereishim is Malach Michael, and that's hinted in the word Karshana, because Karshana is Karishoin. The Rishoin, and the Pasuk in Daniel refers to Michael as those who sit from the Rishonim before Hashem. A very similar expression as you find in the Megillah concerning these Sarei Paras Umada, and a Malach is called a Sar. So Achashverosh, of course, literally is talking to his Sarim, but at the same time in Shemayim, the Sarim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pamal Yishol Maila, and Malach Michal, the Kohen Gadol B'Roisham, is telling Hashem, look, not that Hashem needs to be told, but this is a Limud Tzchus. Michal is the Sanegra of Klal Yisrael. that look what's going on down below. Achashverosh is using the big day kahuna gedoyla. Did they ever sacrifice karbonis before? No, they didn't. Klal Yisrael did, even though at this time Klal Yisrael hadn't sacrificed for many, many years. But the schus of the karbonis lasts so long. The schus of the big day kahuna, which the big day kahuna, as we know, is a kapara for Klal Yisrael. Now, what's interesting is that the Baal HaTurim brings down here by the Me'il on the words V'nishma koylei b'voyel ha-kodesh. The Me'il made noise. There were 72 bells on the bottom of the Me'il, Pamayim and Remayim, and the Me'il made noise V'nishma koylei b'voyel ha-kodesh. So the Baal HaTurim brings down here that there are three times in Tanakh that it says the word V'nishma. Once over here, once we had previously in Parshas Mishpatim, Nasa V'nishma, and then in the Megillah, V'nishma piskam ha-melech ha-shiyasa b'chol malchusei ki rabahi. So the Baal HaTurim connects them that Megillah is so great that Megillah supersedes Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash and Torah. So Mevatlan Talmud Torah Mekne Mirka Megillah. So Megillah is Doicha Nasa V'nishma. Megillah is greater even than the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. It's Doicha V'nishma Koyloi. V'nishma piskam ha-melech in the Megillah, referring to the Kriyas HaMegillah. Why did Chazal, the Baal HaTurim, the Midrashim, why do they get this from this particular pasuk? From the Me'il, of all the begodim that the Kohen Gadol wore, he wore a choshen, he wore an ephod, he wore the tzitz. But by the Me'il, we find this remez. The Me'il is mechaper for Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is kitshrug on Klal Yisrael. One of the reasons why Lashon Hara is so terrible is because when B'nai Yisrael, Chas V'Shalom, speak Lashon Hara down below, that brings out Lashon Hara in Shemayim. That's why the Gemara says the Lashon Hara kills three people. It kills the one who says it, the one who listens, and the one who would set about. Why should the one who would set about be punished because people are speaking Lashon Hara about him? Because it's Ma'ir a Kitrug on him, Lamaila. Haman, right, Haman, the Gemara says, is the one who knows Lishna Bisha, Leka Diyada Lishna Bisha Kahama, the Gemara says that there was no one who knew how to speak Lashon Hara better than Haman. Haman is sitting with Achashverosh and prosecuting Klal Yisrael. Yeshmai Am Echad, Yashnu Min HaMitzvahs, they don't do mitzvahs anymore, they always excuse themselves that they can't come because they have Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara gives the whole Tulturia, the Fuzer and Mefira, right, B'chom Adinus Malchusecha, they're not constructed, there's nothing, you don't gain anything by keeping them. You may as well wipe them out. So the Gemara says, "Leka the Yada Lishna Bisha Kahaman," and therefore the tikkun for the Lashon Hara of Haman is that we don't speak Lashon Hara. The tikkun for Lashon Hara of Haman is to be quiet. That's why the one who fights Haman in the Megillah is Esther, of whom the pasuk says that she was quiet. Ain Esther Magedas. Esther was silent, and the Svarim tell us that, as we know, there are the Esther Sfiros, beginning with Chachma, Bina, Das, Gevur, Chesed, Gevurah, Teferes. Chachma is not the highest level. The Svarim tells us the highest level is Shsika. As the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, it sounds like a Kabbalistic term here, but it's really a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Syog la Chachma Shtika. That Shtika is higher than Chachma, because what it does is it protects the Chachma. It's a Syog, it's a crown, it's a fence around the wisdom. And that's why in the Sifrei Kabbalah, Keser, which is the highest of all, Keser comes before Chochma, and Keser is the Siyog La Chochma, which is Shtika. And the Svarim tell us, that's why by Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashem said, V'atem Tachrishon, quiet. You don't even have to daven. It's such a high level here. This Gevaldic revelation that Klal Yisrael experienced by the Yamsuf originates from Siyog La Chochma Shtika. It originates from the highest levels of Kedusha, where there's silence. So that's hinted in the word Achashverosh. Achashverosh starts with Achash, Chash, Ches, Shin. Chash means to be quiet. There's the Cheskel HaNavi speaks about Chashmal. We don't know exactly what that is. In Israel, they call it electricity. But in Cheskel HaNavi, Chashmal, maybe that's what he means also, but obviously a different type of electricity. But Chashmal is two words. The Gemara talks about Chosh and Mal. Chosh means to be quiet, and Mal means to talk. That sometimes sometimes Malachim are quiet, and sometimes Malachim sing and praise. That's hinted in the word Chashmal. The Svarim said that the word Achashverosh has the word Chosh in him, because Vahibim Achashverosh, that the Nes of Purim extends from Siyog Lachach Mashtika, from Keser, from the highest level. In fact, that's why the word Keser in the entire Tanakh is only found in Megillah Esther. You have Atara, you have a lot of words that associated with the word crown, but the only place where it says Keser in the entire Tanakh, it's interesting, it's only in Megillah Esther, which, according to many, was the last sefer of Tanakh ever to be written. And that's why Esther doesn't talk, and Esther's grandfather Shaul didn't talk either. It says, the Gemara discusses this, that the tznius of Rachel extends to Shaul and it extends to Esther. And it really originates with Binyamin, because Binyamin was silent. And that we have in this week's parasha by the Choshen. Every one of the Shvatim had a different stone. The stone of Binyamin, who is the one that the Nes of Purim is from Shevet Binyamin, is Yashpeh, which the Gemara says Yeshpeh. He had a mouth, but he kept quiet. Yeshpeh v'shoisek. And therefore he was zeicher at the Beis HaMikdash, is built in his portion of land, and his stone was multicolored, because it includes the colors of all the other stones of all the other Shvatim, because he saved all the Shvatim by not telling Yaakov what happened. He knew what happened. So his madrega was shsika, quiet. And they got that from his mother Rachel. Because Rachel was also quiet. Rachel could have started screaming by the wedding when Leah was being taken instead of her, and she kept quiet. So Rachel was quiet, Binyamin was quiet. Shaul was quiet. It says Shaul was anointed as king. He didn't tell anyone that he was a melech. Shaul kept quiet. That was Shaul's midah, shsika. And that's what Esther and Mordechai, Esther especially, Ein Esther Magedes lo higida Esther es amav yes maylarta. The way to fight Haman, the Baal Lashon Hara, is with silence. And that's Malach Michael, because Michael is the Sanegar of Klal Yisrael. Michael cannot tolerate Lashon Hara. Michael is the opposite of the Mekatreg. Michael is the Sanegar of Klal Yisrael. Michael is the Malach that is associated with Purim, because Michael is associated with Yehoshua ben Nun. When Moshe Rabbeinu is Nifter, when Moshe is not here, Michal takes the place. Moshe was able to keep Michal out because Hashem led Klal Yisrael. But when Klal Yisrael enter a lower stage, a stage of Hester upon him, and they're not on that same level as in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, they have to come on to Malach Michal. Haman was happy when he saw that it was Adar. Zayin Adar, Mes Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta, so he thought this is good, bad mazel for Klal Yisrael. He doesn't see Malach Michal. He doesn't see Sanigurim Shal Yisrael. He only sees the fact that Moshe is not here. Moshe Rabbeinu's Gevaldika V'imayin Mechenin, Moshe Rabbeinu asks that his name be erased. And Pashas Tetzaveh is the Pasha that is chosen by Hashem. The Pasha in which Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, because this shows us the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, on the yard side, you talk about the greatness of a tzaddik. What greater Pa'ula of Moshe Rabbeinu can we discuss than that he was so selfless and he gave himself over completely to Klal Yisrael, including the fact that he asked that his name be erased. V'yem ayin mecheninam misifrucha is begematria doirish toiv la'amai. Moshe Rabbeinu was the doirish toiv la'amai, just like Mordechai was in the time of the Megillah. A doirish toiv does not speak Lashon Hara. He's melamed zchus, he only looks at the good. Doirish, he seeks, drisha. A Yid has to seek the good in each and every single Jew. Melamed zchus is not an easy thing. And we tend many times to rush the judgment. And this one did it because of this reason, and that group did it because of that reason. They have a don as called Adam Lakav Schus. It's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Mordechai is the Doirish Chayv La'amai. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot tolerate that Hashem said that he's going to wipe out Klal Yisrael, even rebuild it through Moshe Rabbeinu himself. In fact, some say that when Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im Tisa Chatosam, V'im Ayin Mecheninam Misifrucha. So some say he said, whether you forgive them or not, erase my name. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said that if there could have been a Havamina, that you're going to wipe out Klal Yisrael because I'm here, and you're going to start through me. So I'm the reason why Klal Yisrael might get destroyed. Because if I wouldn't be here, you wouldn't be able to wipe out Klal Yisrael, because Hashem swore he'll never do that. The only reason Hashem says that he might be able to wipe out Klal Yisrael is because Moshe Rabbeinu was here. So we'll start from Moshe. So Moshe blames himself, Pasha, for existing. So he says, whether you forgive them or not, I don't want my name at all. That's the mysterious nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu. And he gets his wish, but that tells us how great he is. In this parasha, the Yata Tetzav, where Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned, and when Moshe is not there, that's when Michal comes, Michal the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, when Chazal chose to hint to us where the Nes of Purim, where we learn out that Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah and it's Doicha Avodah, it's from the words V'nishma Koile by the Me'il. The Me'il, says the Gemara, was Mechaper for Lashon Hara. That's why it made noise. The Gemara says, Yavai Dover Sheba Koil V'chaper Al Dover Sheba Koil. The Me'il makes noise, and so does a person who speaks Lashon Hara. In fact, we have a rule that whenever you have a letters that are interchangeable, many times you can switch them. An ayin, you could switch with an aleph. So me'il, if you take the ayin out and you put an aleph in, you have the word elaim. The Gemara says, what should a person do in this world? Be an elaim. Elaim means be a mute. Lamanatzeach al yoynas elam michtam ledover. So the Gemara says a person should be an elam in this world, not to talk. The me'il has in it, if we change the ayin with an aleph, the word elam. The me'il had 72 bells on the bottom, on the shulei ha-me'il. 72 bells. So Chazal tells us why, because according to one man, the Omer in the Gemara, there were 72 different kinds of leprosies that one who speaks Lashon Hara is punished with one of those 72 different kinds of leprosy. So on the bottom of the Me'il, there are 72 Pamoin Verimoins. Esther asks that Klal Yisrael fast for 3 days. 3 days is 72 hours. That's why in the Megillah it says, Esther said, Bechein Avoy El HaMelech. Bechein is 72, Beis Chav Nun. With the 72 hours of the fasting, we're going to go into the Melech, we're going to go to Achashvesh, but we're going to go to Hashem. And the interesting thing is that when Esther asks that Klal Yisrael fast, she says, "V'tzumu alai v'al toichlu v'al tishtu." I mean, that's what fasting means. Why does she have to repeat? Fast, don't eat and drink. What else does it mean? Because there are two things that Esther is asking for here. Esther is asking for a literal tainus, and she's also asking for a tainus dibur, that they shouldn't talk. They shouldn't talk for 3 days in order to negate the Lashon Hara of Haman. Esther is begematria Lashon Hara because she's the l'umazah of Lashon Hara. Like the Arizal says, Nachash is begematria Mashiach. Not that they're the same, but because Mashiach is Mesakin Chet HaNachash, Esther is begematria Lashon Hara because Esther is Mesakin the Lashon Hara of Haman and the Dilturia of Klal Yisrael, the Bali Lashon Hara that brought about the Churban. At that time it was necessary to have a tremendous Achdus, Leich Knoises Kol HaYehudim, in order to get rid of the Hippel Pur Hu HaGoyrol. It's amazing how different phrases in the Megillah are equal to each other. Hippel Pur Hu HaGoyrol is exactly equal to Knoises Kol HaYehudim. By gathering all the Jews together, we're going to be Mevatel, the Hippel Pur Hu HaGoyrol, that Haman cast to annihilate Klal Yisrael. Those same words are equal to Doirish Toiv La'amai, which Mordechai is Doirish Toiv La'amai, the opposite of what Haman does, which someone who's Doirish Toiv La'amai doesn't speak Lashon Hara, and is Misakein the Chet of Lashon Hara. And those words are equal to Mechenina Misifrucha. What Moshe Rabbeinu does when he says Mechenina, which is being Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, and erasing himself, asking that he be erased, rather than the Klal Yisrael be erased, is what Esther and Mordechai do. And Esther does more than anyone, because what Esther does is literally, she erases herself. Esther has to do an act which is heipachatznius in order to go into Achashverosh Beratzon, and she loses her right to be married to Mordechai anymore, as the Gemara says, v'chasher avarati avarati. And what's interesting is Michael, which is the Malach, who came to tell Avraham that Sarah is going to have a child, he's the one who went to save Lot. They ask why? Because why do these two go together? Because when Avraham said, hinei ba'oihel, and Rashi says, tznu'a hi, she's a tznu'a, and she stays indoors. Kol kavud v'asmelach penima. So that proves that when the Torah says loyavay amayni umayavi bekahal Hashem al dvar asher loykidmu eschem balechem uvamayim, that's only the men. The women are not included because women don't go out. Women have to stay in. And since women have to stay in, they have to be tznuos. When the Torah prohibited amun umayav from marrying into Klal Yisrael, only the males were prohibited, not the females. And that gives now the possibility that there can be a rus. So the Michael, Sanegurim Shel Klal Yisrael, the Sar of Klal Yisrael, Hasar HaGodl, the Kohen Godl Lamayla, who comes to say that Sarah is going to have a child, and as we know, Leidas Yitzchak is associated with Purim. Vayas Avraham Mishta Godl B'yoyim Higomel Es Yitzchak. Higomel is the same letters as Megillah. And in the Megillah it says Vayas HaMelech Mishta Godl. So the Rekeach compares the Mishtah Godel that Avraham made when Yitzchak was born, which we know Yitzchak is from the word Tzchoik, laughter, which we do on Purim, to the Mishtah Godel that Achashverosh made. This is the second Mishtah. This is not the Mishtah that he made in Perek Aleph. This is the Mishtah that he made after Esther was chosen as queen. And this the Torah calls a Mishtah Godel. This is big. This is a large Mishtah. The Mishtah of Esther. And this is the same Achashverosh who went around parading with the Begotim of the Kohen Godel. Therefore, Chazal chose the Me'il, the Venishma Koile over here by the Me'il, as the remez to the fact that Megillah is Doicha Talmud Torah, and Megillah is Doicha Avoida. Megillah's Esther, Klal Yisrael reached such a high level in the time of Purim, there was Doicha to Megillah's Esther, which is even greater than Talmud Torah. Daniel, the one who told us about Malach Michael, The one who tells us that Malach Michal is going to be the one that's going to have to be Malamed Tzchusa and Klal Yisrael at the end of time. If one goes through Sefer Daniel, there's not a time for it now. But then look what's going on now, also with Paras, again with Aram. We see there's a lot of similarities to what happened in the time of Purim and what's happening now. Daniel was the carbon in the time, as we spoke about before. Daniel was the carbon in the time of Purim. The Gemara says Hasach is Daniel. And Hasach was killed while they were delivering messages between Mordechai and Esther. Esther says she can't go into Ahasuerus. Mordechai says you have to. Hasach, Daniel, is the one who's delivering the messages. Haman sees this. Haman kills Hasach. But Hasach is Daniel. And this is, and again, Esther is going into Ahasuerus and she has to commit sort of a crime in the Torah, which means to go into Ahasuerus willingly, which is the lack of tznius. But she's a tznua. Tamar is a tznua, the Gemara says. That's why Yehuda didn't know who she was, but she had to do an act, which l'chayr is not an act of tznius, in order to get Yehuda. Rus too, Rus went to Boaz. The daughters of light. All these are acts, l'chayr, of pretzis, in order to bring Peretz into the world, in order to bring Mashiach, who's called the Peretz, who's going to break down the barriers of Gaul. Sending Esther. Esther does the same kind of act as Tamar, as Benois light, and as Rus, also in order to bring the Yeshua at that time, but only they who are tznuos have the right to do that, because it's L'Shem Shemayim. The Me'il, therefore, is chosen to be the Beged, in which we hint the Purim story, because the Me'il is Mechapa for Lashon Hara. The Me'il tells us to be quiet. Safa Yihya Lefiv Saviv. The Me'il, it says, has a barrier around its, around the opening, Safa, which is the lips of a person have to be sealed, have to be closed. This is the pasuk which teaches us that a person has to be quiet. Siyag la'chach mashtika, as Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, le'matzosi la'guf toiv mishtika, nothing greater than being quiet. We see what happened to Vashti because she made noise. Vashti spoke and she delivered a message. She gets killed. Haman is kaifetz barosh. Haman offers his opinion and at the end it's used against him. Haman is killed. Esther is silent. Esther doesn't talk. And then when she has to talk, she's able to talk, and she brings the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Ki Mordechai Yehudi Mishnah LaMelech HaChashverosh VeGadol LaYehuda. Mordechai is the Gadol. Ki Ha'ish Mordechai Holech VeGadol. On Purim, we reach a special godless, Gedulas Mordechai, this godless of the Kahuna Gedola that HaChashverosh wanted to take away from us by the Mishnah. Every year is considered a Kohen Gadol on Purim. As we read, Mordechai yotzem lefnei hamelech belavush malchus tcheilus v'achur v'ateres zohav gedoyla. Mordechai walks out of the palace wearing the five royal garments, which Yosef hinted to Binyamin when he gave him the chamesh chalifah ismalois. Like on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol changes clothes five times. Purim is like Yom Kippurim. Purim is even greater because Yom Kippur, only the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which we learned about in this week's parasha. On Purim, all of us are like Kohanim gedoylim. All of us go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Bechina of Purim. And we should be zeicher that Malach Michal should continue to be the Sanhedrin of Klal Yisrael. But really, more than that, we shouldn't need Malach Michal because Hashem once again will be ruling us like in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what Esther wanted. That's why Esther, it says, till now, only speaks to Ahasuerus with an interpreter. But right after she goes into the palace and she reveals who she is, the interpreter is moved aside, and Vayoyim HaMelech Ahasuerus, Vayoyim Esther HaMalka, as Rashi tells us, the Gemara says, that Ahasuerus began speaking directly to Esther. And that's a remez that Hashem, who is the Melech and the Megillah, will speak directly to us. There will not be any intermediaries. We won't have to come out to Malach Michal either, but we'll have, again, the Hanhaga of Hashem himself, like it was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. We should be zeichet to a great Purim, a Purim Gadol, and to wipe out Amalek. This Shabbos is also Parashat Zohar, the Mechiyah of Amalek, who wants to erase our name from memory, and therefore Mida Keneged Mida, he is erased. We are always remembered. B'mei HaPurim Ha'ela Lo Yavru Mitoich HaYehudim V'Zichram Lo Yosef Mizarim V'Hayamim Ha'ela Nizkorim V'Nasim. And that's in the discourse of the Big Day Kahuna, of what it says, that the Big Day Kahuna brought about a Zikoroin L'Fnei Hashem Tomitz. Ahasuerus really defeated his whole purposes. He was trying to tell Klal Yisrael by wearing the Big Day Kahuna that we're not going to be remembered, we're going to be forgotten. But the Big Day Kahuna, which was for the Zikaron, if anything, were Ma'ira the Zikaron, we were Zeichet to Mikra Megillah, which was a new Zikaron before Hashem, and we'd be Zeichet to the ultimate Zikaron, Lefnei Hashem.